Welcome to the Hump Day Podcast. My name is Pastor Kevin Robertson. It is October 11th, 2017. Now, it's hard to believe this month is October already, and we're getting ready for Halloween. I don't know, did you guys ever celebrate Halloween when you were kids?
Yeah, we did, but then I think it was like towards third grade, my mom cut it off. She was like, no, it's demonic, no.
It's demonic?
Yeah.
And so, let me introduce you. This is Elsa and Bianca, or Bianca and Elsa. However we do the pronunciation of the names. Now, you guys have been going to this church since, what, 2006, isn't it?
Yeah, 2006.
Do you remember the first Sunday?
Yeah, we found this church because we went to the storage unit here, my mom.
Okay, the storage unit across the street.
Yeah, and my mom noticed it. I didn't know you guys were a church.
It's a funky building, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like an art building, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because the glass windows.
Yeah, that's true. It is a funky looking building.
Yeah, and then my mom found out it was a church, and then we came during Bridge Sunday.
Yeah, Bridge Sunday.
And then the Bridge Sunday was a Sunday where we invited new people. And I think what we did, and you guys just showed up as our entire family, mm-hmm. You were dressed in your Sunday best.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know it was a casual church.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, Mom, I gotta bring in this. Yeah, but even for a few days, she had to still dress up.
Okay. So what was interesting is that right at the beginning of the service, we had
a raffle.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were given tickets. And as I remember, maybe I'm wrong, that you guys won every single raffle.
Yeah, yes, we did.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Anthony and Bianca won the Baskin-Robbins
coupons.
And then I won the MP3 player you guys were giving out.
Or like okay, the big prize. The big prize.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get it because I was like, Mom, this isn't my church. I don't think I can get it. She's like, go get it. And I was like, okay.
And so you and your parents have been part of this church, and your mom's on the church board now. And your dad's really involved in the church. And do you have one brother?
Yeah, yes. Anthony.
How old is Anthony?
He's 23. And then we're all kind of a year apart. So Anthony's 23, Bianca's 22, and I'm 21.
21. So boom, boom, boom. Yeah. 3 years in a row, three kids.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys were all playing. So your brother.
No, we weren't.
No, we weren't.
We're all mistakes.
Yeah.
So Anthony's in college. Where is he going to college now?
He's in Flagstaff, Arizona, NAU.
So, okay, yeah. Okay. And so he's finishing up his college degree.
Yeah, I think he has like two more years. He's mastering in computer science.
Because we were talking about it. You went to visit your brother, and you don't like Flagstaff.
It's not that I don't like Flagstaff. It's just that it's just very remote, and then, like, the Grand Canyon's not that grand, so.
Yeah, because you said you were disappointed in the Grand Canyon.
Maybe
forget the Grand, just call it Canyon.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just have to go to other states to see how.
I love the Grand Canyon. I think it's great. So you've been part of the church since 2006, so that's 11 years. Mm-hmm. So what grade were you guys in when you first started?
I was in fourth. Bianca was in fifth.
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
So you guys, a year apart, went to the same school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if describing both your school life, good, bad, rough.
It was bad.
It was really rough.
So me and Bianca were in the same grade in fourth grade, but I got held back.
I got held back in first grade.
You got held back in first grade. Yeah. You got held back in fourth grade.
Yeah.
I got held back in second grade. So we're going to start a club.
It's a sad club.
The ones that can't finish elementary school.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a miracle that we're still productive citizens, you know. Yeah. So anyway, and that's hard. I mean, I just remember in the second grade, and like that was 500 years ago.
Okay.
I still remember, you know, it's embarrassing to be held back.
Yeah, because your friends are like ahead of you and then you're still behind and everybody knows. Or we went to a private school, so everybody knew.
Went to a private school?
Yeah. Okay. So,
everybody knew everything.
Okay. So that's hard enough. And then for you, Bianca, fourth grade was like miserable for you.
It was because. Well, the reason why it was rough for me because of my brother, and like my brother had to have like, you know, let's say like, oh, like he was like the right, like his answers were right or something.
Okay.
And so when Elsa and I went into fourth grade, our teacher saw us, and she's like, oh, the Salazars are here. So once we heard that, like, oh, we're going to be in a battle.
Okay. So your brother was a good student?
He was a good student.
He was a smart student, but
okay.
He would talk back. That's the thing. Like, okay. Well, she kind of bullied the kids, and I guess if she pointed out Anthony didn't take it. So okay.
So basically, because you guys had the same last name.
Everybody knew we were related. It's a private school.
Basically. So you went through some hard stuff in fourth grade with this particular teacher. Tell me about it.
Well,
Bianca, I should say.
Yeah. Well, it was rough for me because, like, I wasn't really that good in, like, some of those subjects. So, for example, if I get, like, an F on a math test, okay. she'll grab my paper, call me out, and say what I've done wrong and other problems, and said what I should have done. So basically, the whole class knows how dumb I was, and felt I was so humiliated that I got, like, a simple question wrong. Not only that I was too afraid to stand up for myself, so I just let her, like, go off on me.
Okay, so basically, she thought she was using your paper that you failed at as a teaching to help other people.
No, she knew what she was doing.
Okay.
She did.
I'm trying to get the benefit, but basically, this was an evil teacher. Okay?
Yeah. She was.
Okay, and then you had the same teacher.
Yeah, and I had to take her twice, but it was weird the second year. But just whenever she pointed me out, and she would say, like, "Oh, Elsa thought this," and I knew, like, "No, that's not what I thought at all." I would tell her, like, "No, I didn't think that," and I would fight her with it. And I guess, unlike my brother, like, he, like, sticks through with the fight, I kind of gave in.
Okay.
So she kind of, like, won, or got the best of it. I don't know. I felt like she was looking forward to these little fights, because, I don't know, it was always between me and my sister, and she would call me out a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you notice that when stuff like that happens in fourth grade, the feelings of insecurity kind of carry on the years down the line when you're in junior high and high school?
Yeah,
just going,
because, like, you just, like, the way that she just puts you down in front of the whole class, and then not only that, it's like the whole class also starts bullying you because the teacher's picking on you, so then it makes the kids think, oh, it's okay to then do this to this person.
So, okay, yeah. So you were both of you bullied?
Yes.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because Bianca calls it white passing. So we went to a school where there was, like, full of minorities, and, like, whenever it came to us, it was just like we had to, like, try to prove that we were Mexican. So,
okay. Because you guys are Mexican, but looking at you...
You're like, oh, thanks.
Because that's what you call white passing.
Yeah.
It's basically you guys look white.
Yeah.
So you had people of color, I would assume, joke around with you.
But yeah, well, my friends, even now, we joke around.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I'm okay with it because we're cool.
Well, you're friends, yeah.
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 But back then, I guess it was like... It was hard because I knew why they were doing it. So, yeah.
Because the thing is, I was bullied a lot, too. You know, go to junior high with a tremor and lips this size. Oh, good night.
They're in now, so you're good.
I know, big lips are in. But that was in 1976 when this is happening. Right. No, big lips weren't in.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I heard people would pay a lot of money for these lips.
Yeah.
So, no. But, I mean, in junior high, my head was half the size it is now. My lips were this big. So it pretty much, I was called bongo lips. I was called everything.
Got a picture?
Oh, when I was a kid? They can bully me when I was a kid? So, anyway. But the thing is, now tell me about your upbringing. As your mom's Maria and Martin, which I call the Eminem couple. And we have another Eminem couple in the church.
Oh,
Matt and Mary. Eminem.
Yeah, they can join a club.
They can make Eminems.
We got the bullying club and...
the Eminems.
The setback in elementary school, and they got the Eminem club.
Right.
So tell me about your upbringing.
It was strict.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mom, I mean, I thank her for it now, because, like, now when I see kids, I'm just like, man. Like, my mom would count down one, 2, and if she got to 3, that's it. We're dead. We would get the cinto. But then these kids...
The cinto is belt.
Yeah, yeah. It's the belt. And these kids nowadays, they're just like, yeah, my mom was so mad at me, she just took away my phone. And I was like, and? What else did she do? Like, my mom would take away my, like, anything that I loved.
She would beat me with the phone.
Yeah. Well, no, she would get the belt. And it was just like, yeah. Okay. And then, I don't know, we came up with little tricks. Like, we would put... like layers of underwear just so we wouldn't get whipped, but my mom was bad at aiming anyways. She'd get my back and my legs.
Okay. So back in the legs.
Yeah.
And the thing is back, you know, I don't know. I'm an avid believer in spanking. I don't have any children. But sometimes time out is just, don't you wish time out was
a thing then? Back then?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Wish it we got that too, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really. No. It's really the spanking and then go on.
Because I watch parents, they go, Johnny, whoever Johnny is.
There's no Johnny time, in church, is
there? I don't know. You got time out, so you need to sit for 20 minutes in the corner. And I'm going...
That's it?
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
That would be the best 20 minutes of my life.
You didn't get hit?
Yeah. Because as adults, you know, you're told, you know, when I grew up, you hear, don't hit your child out of anger. And I'm thinking, that's all my dad did. Wait, yeah. He spanked me because he was in a good mood?
Yeah, that was another thing. We would get spanked by my mom the most, but we feared my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when he spanked us, he would just spank us once, too, right. But it was like a good whip. So it was like, dang, he got us. So, yeah. And he knew how to aim, though. So.
But it's interesting how now you have the respect.
Yeah.
For your parents, you know, and you can see why, because if you're giving lip to teachers and back and forth, and then Anthony's giving lip, that sometimes parents just need to be pretty strict.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So were you the typical close family? Were you close to your grandfathers? And
yeah, you know, for sure.
Christmas was just huge.
Yes, forever. Christmas is, we do Christmas on the 24th, we stay up all late and wait till it's midnight and open the presents.
Oh, that's cool. So that's your Christmas tradition.
Yeah, I think it's every Mexican's tradition.
At least that we're impatient. We're totally impatient. Once it's midnight.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's just like, okay, guys, we're staying to the rules. Okay, but we're staying to the rules.
12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
No, that's funny.
It's still in the guidelines.
So you're close with all your cousins. Both sides.
Yeah.
But you were especially close, both of you were close with your dad's dad.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
My grandpa, he was very cool. He would do everything right for everybody. It didn't matter who you were. If you needed something fixed, he would fix it for you. If you needed to talk to somebody, he would listen, and he would tell you what to do, but he would never like make it seem like it was your fault that this happened. Right. He was always understanding. And then,
like, he valued you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But to everybody, though. Right. Everybody. I was the favorite. Not going to lie.
Bianca. Is it true?
Yeah, it's true. She was the favorite. But either way, he still loves his grandchildren, but she was a favorite.
But he had a favorite. Yeah. You know, sometimes parents have favorites, too. I heard that.
My mom swears she doesn't, but we know who it is.
Who is it?
The one out of state.
I won't say his name.
We do not speak his name, but the one out of state.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. So going back to your grandfather, he got sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't like that.
Okay. What happened there?
So my grandma had surgery, and usually my grandma takes care of the pets, and he was taking care of the pets while she was in surgery, and he got sick from, I think, the birds. I don't really remember what
they were raising birds or just random birds.
My grandma had a buttload of animals.
A buttload?
Yeah. She had like 3 cages of birds, and those were full. And then she had 3 dogs. She had turtles.
And a cat.
And
Okay, wow. She had a lot of animals.
Yeah.
So somehow your grandfather got sick.
Yeah, because.
With the poop.
Yeah, I think it was the bird poop, something about it. And I don't know, like, I was mad at God when this happened, because I I saw how, like, Grandpa was gradually becoming sick, and he had, like, this form of dementia, kind of, where he, I would walk into the room, and he'd see me, and I knew he recognized me, because he called me mi reina, and mi reina in Spanish means my queen, so, right. And that's what he would call me and Bianca, but I knew he was talking to me, and I knew, right. Like, he tried to say, like, more, but he couldn't, because he couldn't speak. Yeah, so it was just like, I was just like, I'm here, Tito, I'm here, like, yeah. I know what you mean, and then, right. Like, he slowly started dying, and it wasn't like, it was easy for him, it was painful, like, you could, right. Tell it was painful, like, the doctors would come in and do this procedure where they had to, like, put a needle in his back and, like, take out, like, the fluid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would hurt.
Yeah, yeah, we were in the room, and we would hear him, like, you know, groaning in pain. Right. It was just, yeah, it was just bad. And then just slowly seeing him dying, I was just, right. Like, God, why? Because, yeah. My grandpa was a good man. Like, he didn't deserve this pain. Right. He deserves to be dying in peace, you know, right. Like, in, like, sleep, not this way. So,
right. Yeah. Did you feel the same way, Bianca?
I did. Like, it was really hard because he was, like, a good father figure, like, the father you want to have. Like, he wouldn't, like, make you feel like crap when you did something wrong. Right. He'll, like, talk to you and say, like, oh, like, do, like, say, like, do better, but don't try not to make mistakes. Okay. And when he passed away, it was, like, really hard for us because, like, it was the first person in the family that we ever got close to,
right.
Passed away.
Someone really close that we were.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember his passing?
Yeah, we were in the room.
You were in the room when he passed?
It sucked.
That would mess you up. Look, as a pastor, I've been in rooms many, many times. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Because it's only, you can see the life just go out.
Well, I wasn't looking at him. Like, my Thea and my mom were playing, like, Christian music to him. And okay. We got a call from the doctor or the nurse taking care, and they're like, he's gonna pass soon. Okay. So we went after church to them, and I remember staying in the room and just making sure that he was breathing.
Okay.
So, but then it came to this point where it just stopped.
Okay. And so, and you're feeling the emotions now, and that was 6 years ago?
It was 6 years ago.
Okay, so when you left the hospital, were both of you going...
Well, it was at the house.
Okay, yeah. When you left the house, were both of you going, screw this God stuff, forget this, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say it that way. Yeah, I was mad at God. Right. I was like, why? But I want to say I was still with God, but I mean, like, I wasn't talking to him as much as, like, I was before, because I was just like... He took someone away from me, and I would be mad either way if he passed away in his sleep, right. But the way I saw him go, I was just like, that, like, why? Yeah. Like, why that way? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I didn't like the way, like, he was suffering, like, that's how he died, just, like, through the suffering and the pain that of his illness, is that, okay. Instead of, like, having a peaceful, like, sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in her room when she died, and it was not at peace, and she was struggling too, and I thought the same thing. I go, you gotta be kidding! You've gotta be kidding! But somehow, how did both of you work? I'm obviously you're not too. Diehard atheist now.
No. I feel like I got strong with God, but that was after.
So how did you work it through? Or did you? Or are you?
I mean, now I want to say I'm good. Like, okay. But I mean, before, I mean, I want to say I didn't really talk to God. And if I did talk to God, I was just like, hey, hi again. It's me. I know I haven't been talking, but I don't know. I went through this spiritual warfare. And I want to say after that, I got really close to God.
Okay. So. Now, let's elaborate on that, the spiritual warfare, because I remember this. And Bianca was trying to be supportive and basically saying, I don't get it. Get over this. In a way, a sister is supportive.
Yeah.
But there was a conversation that just threw you through a loop. Tell me about it.
My cousins and my brother, they went to go see a horror movie called The Conjuring, and it's a demon, or it's like a demonic film. It's about, I think, this chick gets possessed by a demon. Chick.
No.
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
It's a horror movie.
It's a demonic chick flick, whatever.
I don't know.
Let's put it this way. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it, yeah. But when my cousins came back, my Theo, or my uncle, who was a pastor,
right.
They said, yeah, they were talking about times where they have seen their dad take out cast out demons from people.
Okay.
And it got, like, we were just talking, like, about conversations,
right.
And stuff, and about demonic things, and then I remember I said, Satan's stupid, and he is, but
right.
At the time when I said it, I felt like this cold chill, or like I don't know, it was like weird, it was like this chill come down towards me, and I couldn't like, it was like hard for me to like think or
right.
do anything. I like right then and there I thought the devil took my soul.
Okay.
And it was just this weird fear that I had, and I remember coming with to you and Marissa and Randall too, and
right.
we were talking about
and the thing is, it wasn't like, because when you were talking to us and we would say, okay, Elsa, this is...
just a fear.
A fear or afraid about it and stuff like that. But you didn't get over this
for a
while.
It was like, it took like about 6 months to...
Six months. Do you remember when Elsa was going through this?
I did. Like, I kind of understand her anxiety, but at the same time, I kind of didn't, like, well, we're getting the hands of God. I don't know why you're afraid. Well, it came to a point that anything that we had that has had, like, any stories or demonic references about it, we had to, like, put it away or hide it from Elsa,
right.
Which I was kind of upset because, like, any books that we were reading, like, for example, like, we had, like, mangas. When, like, it was basically about a story about, like angels and demons are, like, you know, fighting, and you already know the end of the story,
right,
but either
right.
way, like, Elsa was so afraid at the time, so anything that we had to hid it from her,
right.
Which I thought it was, like, kind of dumb. Like, why would you be afraid? You're fine. Like, you're
right.
really fine. Like, why are you having this fear? It's getting really stupid.
But I'm sure when people said to you, Elsa, get over it.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And you go, how do I get over this?
I would get mad. I would ask them, I was like, how?
Yeah.
They were just like, it's all in your head. It's all in your
right.
head. And I was just like, well, just because it's all in my head doesn't mean,
right.
oh, that's it. I'll just turn off the switch. It's just in my head. Like, no, it's emotions. And not only that, like, random times I would, like, have the panic attack. I guess they were panic attacks.
Right.
I don't know. It was just, like, it was hard for me to breathe. Like, I would see something or hear something, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to hell. I'm not going to heaven. Like,
right.
that's it. And I don't know.
Do you ever think of suicide?
No. Thank God.
Because you were determined that if you did, you would go to hell anyway.
I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think my dad said, like, something around that. Like, I think he was worried one time because it was pretty bad.
Right.
And he's like, you're not going to commit suicide because, you know, people who commit suicide go to hell. And I was just like, what? I think he just said that
to
protect
yeah.
me. But I was just like, what? And yeah, I didn't go there. But
yeah.
like, I mean, yeah, I'm happy I didn't go that
no,
far.
No, and you got darn. And I think any parent will be freaking out,
yeah.
too. And they're trying to be strong and all this stuff. So how in the world did you work through this? I mean, eventually.
Yeah. Well, my mom has these daily devotionals. And they're one's called Jesus Always and Jesus is Calling. And then I would also read the daily devotionals that you guys have on
the bulletin.
Yeah, and one daily devotional really got to me. It was said, like, you are engraved in God's hand, and nothing in creation can separate you from that. No demon, no power, no force can separate you from God. You're
right.
good. So when I read that, I don't know, it was just like the whole weight or everything just like got off me, and I just remember that day, and I was just like, okay, God, I know I'm good, but I was still like careful because
right,
I
right.
like because fear comes and goes, like
yeah.
even like sometimes like. It comes back, but I'm just like, ah, nah, Satan, you're just talking.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, I think you told me in the pre-interview that also, too, that sometimes it does come back. Sometimes
yeah.
you get yeah. thinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, just yeah. random things. Like, you know, even now, like, everything has something to do with demons. Like, almost, why, I don't know. The world's fascinated by it, right. maybe. But, like, there's books out there. There's, like, I don't know. You mentioned Jumanji.
Yeah, Jumanji is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So. But that's the same thing. And Jumanji 2 is coming out, too. So I'm all excited about that movie.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just, like, think just now, like, I don't know. There's just, like, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Like, they sell the Ouija board at Target, so.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Even at toy stores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good night.
Yeah.
So. Nah, I wouldn't even play with that.
No.
Hey, you know, because Halloween's in about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you deal with that okay?
I'm fine. I mean, now I know I'm protected by the blood of Jesus and nothing can harm me. But, I mean... You know, you do worry about, like, I mean, I worry about kids, I guess. It's just, like, the path that now they have access to that is just, like,
no, it's crazy. It's definitely crazy. Yeah. So, Bianca, you graduated from high school when?
2014.
Elsa?
2015.
Yeah. So, you made it through. I remember, because if you've been held back like we were, graduating from high school was awesome. It was a marathon.
Yeah.
That, yes, we're somebody, we graduated. So,
and then you went to college and you're like, I didn't do shit in life.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I don't know how to edit this. That's fine. But anyway.
We got it.
But you are
Mom,
so...
don't, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom.
That's funny. This is what's so cool about this church. So, anyway, so going back, come on, now I gotta compose myself. You are a darling. You know what?
I you call people ish.
I do, but
if I had a daughter like you, I would love it. I would love it. You'd be grounded, but I would love it.
Oh, geez.
So anyway, so you graduate, so ambition, future ambitions, dreams.
Well, at first I didn't know what I wanted to do, so that's why I'm in the community colleges, But as time goes on, you see what you're into and like how like you know I took some classes of like a career path and I was like okay I see what I like and I was like okay I can do this and so I'm studying to be an vet assistant or a vet tech. Basically, it's like an animal nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll be surrounded by animals. And it's like, you already know I love animals.
Okay, so you want to be a... Now, where did that come from, Bianca? I mean, because I seldom hear people that say, I want to be a vet.
Well, I guess because I grew up with animals.
Okay.
Because, like, our first pet was, like, a dog. And
like a dog?
And It's a dog.
I remember it being a dog.
Okay.
Our first pet was a dog. Okay. And I remember... my grandma will have like a litter
of
all these animals as well. Okay. So like
your grandma with all the birds and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay, and so I'll say the same thing with you, right?
Yeah, I want to be a vet. Okay. I'm studying animal bio right now.
Okay, you guys' favorite dog? What's the name?
Favorite dog? Favorite breed?
Yeah, no, favorite dog that you had.
Oh, I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I had to guess it. Luna.
Luna. Your mother has a favorite. You have to have a favorite.
Okay, well.
It was a Luna?
No, for Bianca.
Bianca, I don't
have favorites. I love them all equally.
Yeah, I bet.
When I was young, we had my parents adopted this bull mastiff.
Okay.
So like, what I liked about Luna is that like she always like tortures Anthony.
Okay.
No, because like Anthony, because
we had to share a room, so at least he got to share a room with the dog, and she would kick him off the bed.
Okay, so the dog would be with Anthony.
Yeah. She'd kick him off the bed, so that's why Bianca was happy.
But that's what was why I was happy, because like Anthony would be like, "Yeah, I want the dog in our room," and I'm like, and we kind of felt jealous because like it's our dog too, but like Anthony was like, "No, it's like exactly. Oh, it's my dog." I remember one night that our Luna, she pushed Anthony off the bed, and had the whole bed to herself. So my mom came in, she see Anthony freezing in the corner of the bed while our dog was sleeping comfortable on his bed.
All right.
I'm like, I like this dog. I love you, Luna.
So you're both in college. So your parents have three. Children that all three children in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your parents are broke.
Yeah, I want to say I make it a little easy for them. Okay.
And so, but lately in high school, later in high school, and also in college, that you guys kind of got really empowered with social justice issues, right?
Yeah.
And for Elsa, it's DACA.
DACA, yeah.
Okay. So what gets you so frustrated with DACA? Now, what does DACA stand for? I don't remember.
It's documented
something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it helps the children who are here who cross the border when they were young.
Yeah. Okay. It's Obama passed it. It was to help immigrant children better their lives, get jobs and education while they're here.
Okay. And not have the fear of deportation.
Of being deported. Okay, but recently I have someone I'm close with who's a part of this, and I feel like they're kind of at the point of giving up.
Right.
So, like, he explained it to me, like, he felt like he got punched.
Okay.
Because he thought, like, you know, I'm in the clear. I'm in part of DACA, and I'm good, but then here comes Trump, and it's just like, no, we're taking it away, and we have you all on file, so we know exactly who you are. So
their thing is, as children, you know, this is all we know.
Yeah, and they grew up here. They came from when they're young, so it's just like, they can't just go back and expect, like, hey.
Go back to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's not easy. I mean, like he says, like, if he has to go back, he'll go back. But, like, I don't know. My mom also has an employee affected by this, and he doesn't want to go back.
Yeah.
He's like, no, like, I was raised here. Like, this is what I know. I can't go back. This like, that's, like, a total different world to me compared to here. So, yeah, it just sucks that you see these people warring and freaking out. And then you see people fighting, but you also see the people just giving up and sad.
But not only that, it causes like family separation.
Oh yeah, I have another the same friend, his sister is staying if they have to go, and he's
because sometimes their siblings that are younger were born in the
United
States.
Exactly.
And so it would separate the family. Now, Bianca, you have a heart for two things: Black Lives Matter and also the LGBTQ community, right? So how'd you get so passionate about those two?
Well, it started with my friends trying to get me into social media. So they got me, they forced me to get a Facebook.
Okay.
Yes, force.
Okay.
And so, like, at first Facebook was just like a fun little thing, like looking at these funny videos or articles, like something interesting. But now it came to like things, like it came to political. You see all these police brutality and how, like, and the Nazis or white supremacists are like rising up saying ignorant things, and like you feel like, shouldn't they know what happened back in history?
Right.
Like, what happened, like, first the whole US, sorry, I'm making a history lesson, the whole US was against the Nazis, and now, like, the whole, it's all over.
Right. Because you were telling me in a pre-interview that when you were young, you never experienced this craziness.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
And I felt like we're in a perfect world, that everybody accepted who we are. Like, no one cared, like, if you're Black, white, Asian, or anything. They just say, oh, yeah, they see you as a human being.
Right.
But as I got older, I started seeing the big picture.
Okay.
Like, this is what happened. And I get mad, like, there's, like, injustice, like, police. Yeah, they have body cams, but they still get away with anything.
Right.
And they have control over the body cams,
too. Yeah. And so the LGBT community, too, that you're... How'd you get involved in that? Or how'd you get so passionate about that?
I mean, for me, I mean, I don't know
this
about...
This is Elsa.
Sorry. For me, my friend, when I told my friends that I was Christians, they automatically thought, oh, you don't like gays and lesbians, then you can't tolerate.
They just
and I was just like, no, that's not me.
Okay.
I never said, like, that's what I guess people think of Christians, but I didn't. I said, no, in the Bible it says love your neighbor.
Right.
And it doesn't say who your neighbor is, it just says your neighbor, so neighbor means everybody.
Okay. Not love your neighbors if. There's not like an if, right?
Yeah, it's just love
your
neighbor.
Love your neighbors as yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so if. And so, did it frustrate you when people put you in a negative category because you're a Christian, that you are selective of who you love and who you care about?
Yeah,
yes,
it did.
It did.
Especially because I have another friend, and she, when I said I was Christian, she automatically thought I was in the same boat as her, but I think she was an I don't know. It was like
England. I'm just looking at your mouth.
I think it's one of those. And she, I remember she was having this conversation where it was like with my friend, and she was like kind of saying that everyone else is damned to hell, and I was just like, okay, like okay.
Oh, she said that about.
Yeah, like gays and lesbians okay. and her point of views or whatever, and it kind of freaked me out. I was like, okay, I don't see God like that. Okay. And then when she left, I was like to my friends, like, I'm not on that boat. My boat does not say any of that.
I'm not on that boat. Yeah. I'm not on the USS Judgment.
Yeah. I was just like, no, I believe that God believes that you need to love everybody as they are. You can't, like, we're not the ones to judge. He's right. The only one that has the right to judge type right. of thing. So, yeah.
So, are you what they call millennials?
Yes, I guess, right?
Millennials?
Millennials. Yeah, millennials.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
it's like
know.
A Martian. Millennials. Okay. Because I'm not even sure what I am. But anyway, baby boomers. I don't know. Maybe I'm a baby boomer. See, you guys, so do you see that you, the social justice, do you see that being part of who you are now? Do you see yourself marching? Do you see yourself... Because I know that's your mother's biggest fear.
Yeah, that she doesn't like...
That you guys are marching and you guys get pepper sprayed and...
Well, my brother's the one. He was in part of...
Standing Rock.
Yeah,
he... And that was the Indian pipeline.
Yeah, and he said he would go to those things and my mom would freak out yeah. and... When it came to stuff over here, she just told me and Bianca, like, you can support it, but... Don't like she doesn't really want us to go out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
want.
She didn't say don't go out there right. either, yeah. but she kind of like implied like yeah. she didn't want us to go. I mean, we sign petitions, we do like donate things, but at the same time, it's just like I know, like I'm trying to stay in her comfort right. zone, so right. yeah.
So, one last question, I'll wrap it up.
Mm.
Let's say somebody's listening to this and mm. they in school or junior high or high school or even college, they were bullied and they were publicly humiliated as a teacher. And they're thinking, what?
By a teacher.
By a teacher, okay. Or something. What advice would you give somebody to really help their self-esteem and stuff that you had to go through, or maybe you guys are still working on it?
Okay, well, here's what I'm gonna say for the teacher part. Okay. This is you, okay, because this is how I learned to get away with murder, I guess you can say.
Get away with murder? Okay.
So if the teacher is trying to argue with you, just nod your head and say yes, because then they're gonna be shocked that you're saying yes to all these things.
Right.
And then they're going to be like, okay, I guess they understand. Or I can't yell anymore because they're saying everything I'm saying is right. right. Yeah. So I have nothing to do. So just do that. Unless it's something that you didn't do and you know, like, you're going to get in trouble for it if you, right. like, say, yeah, I did that. But just, I guess, be calm about the whole situation. Do not try to argue because they, do not try to raise your voice because they enjoy that. And they will love to pick at you for that. When it comes to injustice things... I guess see how far you can go or how far your parent will allow you to go if you're still with your parents. Cause you know, there are people marching out there and there are people going out there and signing petitions and stuff. And it's, I like that. I like the idea of it, but just do something, you know, you're comfortable with. And just know, don't put yourself in something that you know could possibly hurt you. So, okay. Yeah.
And how about you, Bianca, when it comes, because you went through some humiliation in the fourth grade, and I was made fun of a lot when I was a child because of my lips and
trunk. They're in now.
Hmm?
They're in now.
My lips are in now. but how do you work through that? Or do you work through that? Or do you constantly struggle with low self-esteem? Or how do you do that?
I'll be honest with you guys. I am still struggling with... I have, like, the lowest self-esteem. But, like...
Right now.
Even till today, I still have, like, the lowest self-esteem. But, like... Either way, like, fourth grade is going to be over. Whoever you're going through, it will be over. Okay. Like, yeah, like fourth grade, it's just that one teacher. There's not all teachers are bad.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Like, even though it's tough, like, it'll be over really quickly. Like, school will be over really quickly. And, like, I'm not saying just to wait and just hoping the pain will be over. But also, if you feel like you should stand up, then, like, try not to, like, try not to feel like, oh, I'm doing it. But, like, don't go overboard thinking, like, oh, like, I put you down. I'm the highest. But, like, trying to be even with the teacher saying, like, okay, look, I know, like, you pick on me or what my brother did, but I'm not like him. Or, like, something like that.
Okay. Okay. And my prayer for you is that your self-esteem will be focused on what the Lord says about you. Mm-hmm. And the Lord says about us, like, you are God's precious daughter, whom he's well pleased. That's what the Bible says. And so it's much harder to believe what God says about us sometimes mm-hmm. when we focus on what...
The majority.
Instead of, you know, Elsa taught me a word. You don't say idiots, you say is. If.
You if.
Okay, you if. Okay, yeah. You if.
You're such an
so,
if.
So let's say if children that are ifs, that calls us names all the time, that we have a tendency to focus on that and remember that rather than remember what the Lord says about it. And that's a constant thing that we all have to go through. So thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to both of you. If you want to talk to Elsa and Bianca at church.
Run.
They're at church at 10 o'clock, except Bianca sometimes. You know.
Hey, don't call me out.
No, because don't call me out. At first I had a teacher, now I got a pastor. So because Elsa throws you under the bus, because when I see her at church, she goes, Bianca's asleep.
Well, it's the truth. I couldn't get her out of bed.
Sorry, I'm a heavy sleeper.
So if you see them both at church, say hi to them and say what the podcast meant to them. Mm-hmm. Remember, we have church service at 10 o'clock every Sunday and at Saturdays at 6 o'clock. And remember, every day is a gift from God. Use it wisely. God bless you, and I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week. Bye.
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 Elsa.
Mom!